Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Benson Boone, mystical, magical. It's 7:09. Good morning, everybody. It's Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. It's going to be nice today. The sun will be out. Highs in the upper 70s.
Yeah, the first day of fall. Good morning, everybody. Hope you guys had a great weekend. We talked about it earlier in length a little bit, but shout out to everybody who came out yesterday and joined us at the 2025 Hispanic Festival in Georgetown. It was a great event. All the pics, video, and whatnot up on our social medias at Power 101.7 FM. We're streaming live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Watch us live here in the studio every weekday morning, 6 to 10 at Power 101.7 FM. We didn't get a chance to do this, so let's do this right here.
It's Bill and Jessica Sports on Power 101.7.
A lot of stuff to get to.
Yep.
Great day in the NFL yesterday. Jess, first, I know you got some baseball scores.
Yep. In Major League Baseball, the Braves beat the Tigers 6-2. The Pirates beat the Athletics 11-0. The Yankees, they beat the Orioles 7-1. The Nationals beat the Mets 3-2. The Reds beat the Cubs 1-0. The Blue Jays beat the Royals 8-5. The Twins beat the Guardians 6-2. The Padres beat the White Sox 3-2. The Cardinals beat the Brewers 5-1. The Marlins beat the Rangers 4-2. The Rockies beat the Angels 3-1. The Diamondbacks beat the Phillies 9-2. The Giants beat the Dodgers 3-1. The Mariners beat the Astros 7-3. And the Rays beat the Red Sox 7-3. In the NFL.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. What a great day.
A group of games yesterday. Now, we were at the festival. And we got home like kind of at the end of the 1 o'clock games, maybe. Okay. The start of the 4 o'clock games.
Okay.
Is when we, started watching. It was like 4:15, 4:20 when they first started.
Yeah.
And there were some good ones. There were some good. It was so good yesterday.
Really was. So the Vikings, they beat the Bengals 48-10.
Yes.
Also, the Jags beat the Texans 17-10. Indianapolis beat the Titans 41-20. So
the Colts.
They're doing something.
Daniel Jones and the Colts are doing something. Let me back up. What was the first one? The Vikings?
The Vikings Bengals.
Okay, so the Vikings are doing something. Carson Wentz played.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He played for the Vikings.
All right.
And
I didn't see any of it.
Yeah, and then they beat Joe Burrow Bengals.
Right.
Joe Burrow's out.
He is.
So that's that. What was the next one? You said the Texans?
Yeah, the Jaguars beat the Texans.
I've heard some people calling for C.J. Stroud, and I like him. Mm. So I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that yet, but
yeah.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
All right, I'm sorry, Jess. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. The Commanders Raiders.
Look, let me tell you something.
Go ahead. Have at it. This is your time to shine.
Let me tell you something, Commanders family.
How it all went down.
Let me tell you something.
My home team, my loyalty, I'm at Uptown Royalty.
Marcus Mariota, oh my gosh, best backup in the league.
It was great.
Don't care what you say.
All DC, who are we?
The Commanders. That's right.
41-24.
That's like a football score. Oh, wait, it was. It was yesterday's score. Come on, Commander fans. Where you at? Check in with us. What a game yesterday. Look, I was listening from the festival on the way home on the radio, and all of a sudden I heard, Terry, Terry, Terry. He got robbed on that one touchdown. Robbed.
Back in the day.
Couldn't even hear the announcers.
If you don't know, you need to ask
about us.
Think we're gonna lose. Well, I can't believe you doubt us. Had the whole crowd screaming out, we want Dallas. Those haters can't stand us.
Left hands up. Who are we? The Commanders.
Commanders.
That's right.
Commanders. We fight for all DC. Who are we?
Commanders.
Commanders.
Where you at, Commander fans?
Commanders. Left hand up. Who are we?
The Commanders.
All
right, I'm sorry, Jess.
No,
please continue.
You're fine. You're fine. I know you're hyped.
Oh, look. I'm telling you.
I didn't get to see any of the game, but we did have the app open, and we kept, watching and trying to keep up with the scores.
Yes.
After we broke everything down and got all packed up, we went walking through the festival, and we're like, all right, does anybody here even have a TV? Do they have their phones out? Like,
a lot of YouTube TV.
Yeah, who has the game on? Who has the game on? So we met up with our friend John. He had the Eagles game going, so we were able to watch the end of that game.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to see any other games. I know that there was a few other people out there. I saw Commanders fans, Eagles fans. There was some Giants fans.
Okay. I saw somebody with a Kansas City Chiefs hat on.
I did see that person as well. So I was trying
The guy working the booth?
Yeah. So I was trying to look around and see. Oh, I saw a Steelers fan. I did see a Steelers fan. And I wanted to see, you know, what teams everybody was repping.
Yeah.
But the most I saw, and I'm not just saying this because the Eagles are right.
No, they team, there was a lot of Eagles
the
fans.
The most that I saw was Eagles.
Well, it was funny because, you know, the Eagles game. Well, go ahead. You continue, right, and we'll talk. We'll
so
talk.
The Eagles game, we were down.
Yes.
We were down the entire game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just crazy, and I kept giving the scores. And then when it came to the Eagles score, I didn't even want to mention it. I didn't even want to speak it into existence. I didn't even want to talk about it on the air.
Well, hold on. I do have, I believe I have a clip of the ending of the Eagles game. So hang on. Here we go. The wild ending to the Rams-Eagles game.
Joshua Cardi's hit 4 field goals today. His last one was blocked. From 44, Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time, Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on!
It was incredible! Everyone at the festival started screaming. We were jumping the crowd.
Yeah, you.
It was so, like, just a crazy moment. None of us could believe it. We were all stunned.
Oh, my gosh. It was a crazy ending to a game.
That's
Jordan
our
Davis
Super Bowl champion.
Blocked it, picked it up, ran 61 yards for the TD. Yes, Eagles 33, wow. Rams 26. That was a wild game yesterday.
Woo! They fought till the end.
The Eagles hadn't had 2 blocked field goals in a game for 17 years.
Woo!
Yesterday, they had 2 in a row.
Mm.
Man.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy.
That was amazing. And he ran it into the end zone. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
so,
he said he saw the ball. It was loose. And he just kept it moving.
Unbelievable.
So that was amazing. Just like you said, Bill, the Eagles came out on top, beating the Rams 33-26. The Panthers, they beat the Falcons 30-0.
Wow.
Really? Like, what? A big old goose egg?
A goose egg.
So that was definitely upset of the day right there.
Crazy.
Steelers beat the Patriots 21-14. The Browns beat the Packers 13-10. The Buccaneers beat the Jets 29-27. The Chargers beat the Broncos 23-20. The Seahawks beat the Saints 44-13. The Bears.
Look, I just want to say something. Now, we're going to beat the Bears in like 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it is.
The Bears. Bears game.
The Bears, you know, yesterday, we were in our, like, that's the game that we came home and watched.
Okay.
And we were rooting for the Bears.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
He's back.
I know.
Yesterday, some of the plays that he did.
It was so fun to watch.
That was a fun game to watch.
It really was, but they beat the Cowboys 31-14.
And did you hear Jerry Jones? He said that he's pretty confident Dallas will still make the playoffs. Man, oh.
DeLulu.
Bruh. Unbelievable. I mean, come on.
A couple more games. The 49ers beat the Cardinals 16-15.
That game right there was another.
By 1 point.
We saw the ending to that when they flipped to that one after the Dallas game. And that game right there got down to the wire.
1 point.
So that was something.
Last night's game, Chiefs-Giants. Chiefs came out on top, winning their first game of the season, 22-9.
And that was the first Giants home game, and they were getting the crowd all, like, you know, gassed up. They were getting cranked up.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, are the Giants going to win their first game?
I know. We were talking
because there's always an upset somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was something. Mm-hmm. But no, then, like, after the first couple of plays when, you know, Patrick Mahomes got in there. And what's up with Kelce and Mahomes? Something's off.
Is it?
Yeah. Something's off. I don't know what it is, but something's off.
Is there trouble in the land?
Don't know.
Is there some beef?
Not the whole, I don't know if there's beef, but there's just something on the field that's off.
I don't know.
He's, like, not, like, Kelce ain't, like, getting the ball. I don't understand.
I don't know.
Even
I'll get to the bottom of it, though.
Yeah, I know those are your guys. So.
Yeah, because they just opened up the new steakhouse together and everything.
Yeah, but like on the feet, it's on the field.
Yes,
it's something.
I don't know what the disconnect
Patrick
is.
Patrick Mahomes is throwing the ball to him. He's not catching it. Mm. Like, and what's his name? You know, on NBC, Sunday Night Football.
Oh, the commentator?
Yeah.
I don't know, but what did he say? He's like, brought it to
he brought that up
and talked
yeah.
about it. Oh yeah, no, I don't know what's going on with them and the chemistry on the field. The different things that I've seen, I've saw the girls together, like their wives, you know, Taylor Swift.
I didn't see them last
Brittany
night.
Brittany Mahomes, not at the game.
Okay.
But this was pictures that were trending over the weekend.
Okay.
And then Patrick had a birthday recently, and they all celebrated together. Then they celebrated the opening of their new steakhouse, 1587.
Collinsworth brought it up.
Okay.
Quite a few times.
Their moms were together, took pictures together, all the things. So I don't know what's going on the field, though.
And by the way, I love YouTube TV since we've gotten it and gotten the ticket and all that, which is, I love it. But since we've gotten it, Fox has the best commentators and all by far. I'm a Tony Romo guy. Mm-hmm. I wish he was on Fox. He's on CBS, so I don't get to see a lot of games with Romo. But Tom Brady, I like him.
I do like Tom.
I think Tom. And even like in the studio.
Yeah.
With Gronk and, you know. I said last night, I was like, Terry Bradshaw, he's getting up there. I don't know if he's got to hang it up soon. But then
I think he is.
Really?
I do think
But watching
is.
It, watching it last night, like after like even like the post game and going to Tom Brady and like they're good.
No, they are.
I like them.
They are. But I think he's.
They're better than CBS and they're better than NBC, I think. I think so. But I like having, you know, having that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we used to see the games and they get zapped.
Oh, yeah. I know.
We would just see the games and then we'd have to turn it off. It'd be like.
Not anymore.
We're legal.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
That's funny.
Maybe not.
I wouldn't take it that far.
Right. No, it was good. Football was so good yesterday.
It was. And tonight's game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. Lions-Ravens.
Where are my Ravens fans at? Tonight's going to be a good game.
I know. Rep your team.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Team.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Where are my Ravens fans at? So, you got the Lions? I'm sure you're picking the Lions.
I mean, I guess I will.
I'm picking the Ravens.
I will.
So.
I like the Ravens, though.
Yeah.
I'm only doing the Lions because that's my mom's team.
Mm.
She's in town, all the things.
Okay.
So, you know, I will root for them, but I do not dislike the Ravens.
Come on, Ravens fans. Where are you at? Check in with us. Let's go. 302-858-5117. Rep your team. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. We got a phone check with Clarissa Jenkins right after Maroon 5, Lil Wayne. Good morning.